Earth, sky.
I think if we had a brain parasitic infection among wealthy people in the suburbs to this extent, or heart disease or asthma and developmental delays, we would never have tolerated it. It would be on the front page of, or it would be in the newspapers, on radio and TV. But because these are forgotten diseases among forgotten people, our society somehow tolerates it.
You're listening to Peter Hotez, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Hotez is president of the Sabin Vaccine Institute, which says it's dedicated to preventing and curing the diseases that afflict the world's poorest people. Hotez has spent his life studying what are called neglected tropical diseases in the developing world. Recently, he's discovered that many of these diseases can be found close to home, in the poorest places in America. Dr. Hotez spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson.
So you've identified a number of diseases that disproportionately impact poor people in America. What are those diseases, and how do people get infected?
There's an enormous amount of poverty in the United States, as many people know, and I've devoted my life to studying a group of diseases of poor people in low-income countries, places like sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, and Southeast Asia, called the neglected tropical diseases. And I recognize these as the most common infections of the world's poorest people. These are parasitic infections such as hookworm and schistosomiasis and river blindness. And what I did was to turn that global health lens on the bottom billion and turn it away from the bottom billion and to turn it towards the world's poorest people in the United States. So in the U.S., there are between 36 and 40 million Americans who live on poverty. And what's interesting about poverty in the U.S. is that it's concentrated in specific pockets. It tends to be overrepresented in places such as our inner cities and Appalachia and post-Katrina Louisiana and the Mississippi Delta, in the border with Mexico and some of the tribal lands. And when I began to look very closely at those pockets of poverty, what we noticed was very high rates of parasitic infections among those poorest people and other related neglected diseases that for all the world resemble neglected tropical diseases, and that they impact disproportionately children, women, particularly among minority populations, African Americans and Hispanic American minorities. But they're not tropical because occurring in the United States, but they resemble neglected tropical diseases. So we call these neglected infections of poverty, and they're extremely common.
So how do people get infected, and why is it affecting poor people specifically?
So that's a good question. What's quite clear from our research, and this was published in the Public Library of Science, actually it's called PLOS, Neglected Tropical Diseases, in 2008, is that it's just like the neglected tropical diseases in low-income countries, there's clearly an overwhelming impact because of poverty. So there's something about poverty that is making these people susceptible to these parasitic infections. And it's not clear to me that it's any one particular factor, whether it's poor quality dwellings, poor housing, poor sanitation, lack of access to adequate clean water. More likely it's some poor nutrition, more likely it's some combination of these factors. And what we've identified in particular are six infections, three of which begin with the letter C and three of which begin with the letter T. We call them the three C's and the three T's.
And so can you give me some examples of those diseases, and how do they affect people?
One of the problems why these diseases, I think, continue to get neglected is that diseases have complicated names, and most physicians and other healthcare providers are not trained to even think about these parasitic infections. In some cases, they're not even educated about them in medical school. So an example of a T is toxocariasis, spelled T-O-X-O-C-A-R-I-A-S-I-S. It's a parasitic worm infection that's transmitted from dogs who defecate indiscriminately, stray dogs on playgrounds and sandboxes, particularly in our inner cities, but also in poor rural areas in the South and Appalachia. This is a parasitic infection, which you get infected by swallowing the eggs, which are microscopic. The eggs hatch, and these larvae, these parasitic larvae, which are less than half a millimeter in length, will migrate through the lungs and the brain. And when they migrate through the lungs, they cause a disease syndrome that very much resembles asthma. So somebody who's infected with toxocariasis could have asthma-like symptoms and get misdiagnosed as having classical asthma. Or these worms migrate through the brain and actually cause developmental delay. What we found is that for toxocariasis, I estimated that approximately 3 million African Americans are infected in the United States. So extraordinary numbers, really high numbers of people exposed and infected with this parasitic worm. What we don't know is that while we know these worms can cause asthma and developmental delays, we can't, as of yet, ascribe the proportion of asthma and developmental delays to these worms. In other words, we're not in a position at this point to know whether a child who comes with asthma, what the likelihood is that person has asthma because of toxocariasis or another source.
Are these diseases new to the U.S., or have they just until recently gone unnoticed or misdiagnosed? I mean, when did you start noticing that these are fitting into this category of neglected diseases of poverty?
So that's a good question. I think what's also interesting about these neglected infections of poverty is I don't think they're new. I think they've been around in the United States for decades or longer. It's just that they've gone unstudied and unnoticed. And I think part of the reason is because of the people who they're affecting. I think if we had a brain parasitic infection among wealthy people in the suburbs to this extent, or heart disease or asthma and developmental delays, we would never have tolerated it. It would be on the front page or it would be in the newspapers, on radio and TV. But because these are forgotten diseases among forgotten people, our society somehow tolerates it.
Can you speak to what are some of the larger impacts of the existence of these diseases in terms of both the people who are affected by it and the larger American society?
We're still at the early stages of understanding how extensive this problem is. I think, for instance, with toxocariasis, one has to wonder what the impact on child development is. With Chagas disease, worker productivity. Another one of the C's is congenital cytomegalovirus, which has a big impact on pregnancy outcome. So one of the interesting features, just like the neglected tropical diseases in low-income countries, is that these infections not only occur in the setting of poverty, but they're actually causing poverty. They're basically preventing the poorest people in our country from achieving their full potential because of the impact on child development, pregnancy outcome, and worker productivity.
What's the most important thing that you would want our listeners to know about these neglected diseases of poverty?
These neglected infections, just like the neglected tropical diseases, occur wherever you find the world's poorest people, and poverty is the overwhelming determinant. And very sadly, I think these problems have been ignored in part because it's occurring among people who have no voice, and we need to now give them a voice.
You've been listening to Dr. Peter Hotez, president of the Sabin Vaccine Institute, professor at George Washington University, and co-founder of the Global Network for Neglected Tropical Diseases. For more free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page on our website, earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. EarthSky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.